Number 20. Murder World. They'd blackball him for being such a bigot. His bigotry was so bilious, he'd be forced to bivouac in a bin. It was a bizarre situation we all were in. Stragglers escaping the blight which corners of our country were suffering through. The biosphere had been blighted. It remained as a bleak landscape that we bipeds were forced to move out into. A blast of hot wind followed you everywhere. Dust devils whirled across the blighted earth around me. I stood with a blade in hand, about to gut my horse which had just ceased gnawing on the bit in its mouth. My horse had died from traveling so long, on what little of the bitter water I too would drink from my canteen. My horse at least was meat. It attracted the bigot along with the flies. The bigot would blather on incessantly about Bingo, and that folk had cheated him and tried to blackmail him. Maybe I was too blasé, but he soon stopped to look down at me bleary-eyed. He'd stare at the horse I was considering bifurcating for meat. I asked the bigot if there was any salt or whether he had wood enough to smoke the bifurcated flesh I'd planned to preserve as jerky. I had arrived in that ghost town with bile in my mouth, and little else save the bilingual tongue I'd grown up with living where I had. The bigot would take me to the bleachers whose benches I'd pry loose. The wood was bleach white as the ground of its nearby football field, billowing clouds of dust would roll across like a billow. Sweat would blear my vision. I worked alone. The bigot's voice would blare repeatedly that they'd bilk him, and that he'd repaid them in kind. I asked what he meant exactly, and he would blanch. The bigot would pick at a blemish on his face before running off to his bivouac. I'd follow after him, seeing his face stare out from behind blinds, whose billowy fabric flapped violently in the wind. It was with some blandishment that I finally coaxed him outdoors. He had been blatant before, but now was rather bland, though he'd smile with something akin bliss to his features. I would go by him and saw the blasphemy of his vengeance blazon the walls of his bivouac. It was blasphemous how our circumstances could blight the bigot's thinking, such he'd decorate the walls of his bivouac with their skeletons.